Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Melbourne Fringe Festival is casting projections across the city, and there to give us a little bit of insight into the storytelling is Nawi Carolyn Briggs. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. I think this is a wonderful opportunity to celebrate this journey cycle of the Ilk. Our language is Ilk. I'm from the Bunwurrung language group. I also have my connection with Wemba Wemba and Turaway, Tasmania.
Who's your mob? Where are you from? What do you do?
I'm from Melbourne. What they call it now, Melbourne. They call it Nan, but I call it Birunga, the country of the river. And I am, I'm from the Yellicut Willem of the Bunwurrung language group. And my family connect back to also Wemba Wemba because of my grandmother, and my great grandfather is Chuaway from Manalagena Waitamotiana. So hence the Briggs name.
This work that's going into Fringe is Kamanji Yilanj Barang Gadhaba. What is that?
Pretty well on that. Well, it means tracking. Baring is tracking. So Kamanji Yilanj, knowledge. Kamanji, together we learn and we're tracking, and its knowledge is rising up through this tracking.
With this projection, it's a physical projection and it's on the back of a mobile bike, and you're taking that story to multiple places.
The remembering of the pathway that the eels travelled from what we now know as Williams Creek, when it went flowed under the Melbourne University and through the streets, like what you know as Elizabeth Street. So we're following the journey cycle of the Ilk.
I wanted to know why it was significant to take the audience on this physical journey with you.
The physical journey is because of people can't see this journey. They've scarred our city by covering up the scar, the traditional design of the before settlement. So this is about the disruption to our part, the eel's journey cycle, which was covered up with tar and cement. And I, underneath, is the original tracks of the Ilk. They never get to see these eels journeying through down Williams Creek, which went under the Melbourne University. Think when Melbourne University was developed and impacted on the journey cycle. Then what happened down in, the only understanding is Elizabeth Street, where the flooding occurs. So they haven't done proper engineering, but they've covered up the journey cycle of the eel. So you cannot see the track that the eel followed. And what we've had to do is define it so that people will follow with us that on that journey, what the eel still continues to do today. Because they have a strong sensory process to return, follow the path of their ancestors. So it's about us following that pathways, remembering that movement as an elder to understand and share this with our alliance for the Paxis, which is a research at RMIT. And because my role is, I work at Monash, but I'm an adjunct professor at RMIT. So I'm part-time in working with our present-day future who are, they got their doctorates. So I'm very fortunate to be able to work with these young people who have brought it to the Fringe Festival to follow the eel's journey beneath our feet, and the country is rising up. So I'm an adjunct professor here, meaning I'm part-time. I work with disruption.
So this work is going to be two showings, and it's going to be later on at the night, so you have to really plan to go and do this. When you take audiences around, what do you hope that they leave with?
The work of their team, I think what it is people understanding beneath this city we now know as Melbourne, there was a story before Melbourne. And this is the only way I bring back my ancestors who lived and died on this country, that teaches me the memories, empowering me with the knowledge that I would like people to come on that journey with me, because it's their journey. They live on this country now. They're looking for the stories of country, but they will be present in today's journey by being active participants, by coming on this journey. They will be understanding before it's all hidden away, and we have to write children's books and we have to keep telling stories.
So you talk a little bit about this being a team collaborative work. Can you tell us who is a part of this, what people did and like really champion their voices since they're not on the call?
I'm working as here with the Alliance for the Paxist Research and Melbourne Fringe. And I'm very fortunate to be with the team. And my granddaughter, Amina Briggs. She's doing her second master's at Melbourne Uni, which is interesting. We come together to collaborate, because these young people that I'm working with in the Alliance, Paxes, is also about their research, the tools that they use to be able to revision and give people an opportunity about connecting to the country that they now are a part of. It's a methodology, Indigenous knowledges being projected out there in the broader community, and I'm looking to be present in that process. So it's about memory and future markings of country.
When it comes to this story, can you give us a little bit of a taste of some of the things that you're going to be sharing? Are you telling at any one of these buildings that you're projecting on?
The team are projecting on the buildings to demonstrate this was the original path. People need to see visuals, don't they? So it's about the river, it's about the creeks, it's about memories, it's about chaos, but it's also about hope. And I'm encouraging other Indigenous peoples to create these same stories on their own country, because it is the journey of the Birrarung, the River of Mist, and known as the Yarra, but the Wairarapa that runs into Nerm, which is known as Port Phillip Bay. It's about the story of our amazing eels that still survived in this millennia that we know is pretty disrupted at the present time because of what's globally being impacted on us. So it is about the journey of our eels. They have no real identity. They've only got their understanding that they're the eel. That decision of becoming the male and female is something towards the end of their life cycle. They're non-binary at the beginning of their journey cycle. So the identity of who they are is right towards the end of their life cycle. So this was something we've had to investigate, interrogate, to understand, is it a natural phenomena for male or female? But then we had, and when we explored it, they had no sexual identity. It was like a night at that non-binary world. So we did the fish eel trap in all the colours of our rainbow, so that children see that not everything is as written, the law of male, female. It's about other, it's about diversity, it's about a uniqueness that we can learn from our environment. I hope this gives us some better indication of what we're taking. This more than just a journey, it's a story of connecting all people but bring different stories to our landscape. So it also tells us of the seasons, understanding the six seasons that are conducted in Indigenous knowledges. This season now is bereath. It's the journey of it's early spring after its long sleep of Naiwin Balapo, which was the long resting time for nature to reclaim itself and have that deep sleep. And now it's spring has come. And this is about also the broader, the enlightenment of our new settlers on our country, that nature teaches us everything. and how we connect to that, our ecosystem. It's, you know, and people walk around this city not knowing that there's many stories beneath their feet because it's been covered, it's been erased from the memory cycle of a new settler colony. Mm. It's only 230 years old. I made the mistake when I first wrote, and then I had to dig deeper to understand that they don't have an identity. We were trying to track who was the female and who was the male, but we didn't look at the others. It was an elk. It was just an eel. But it had many changes, and it went through those changes, just like people do today. Feeling safe that you're sharing this, and knowing that the colonial construct was what I didn't realise till later on as I did this more research. They called it the Williams Creek or Warranee. I'm bringing language back into these places. So there's four chapters of this process. There are four chapters: the river, memory, chaos and hope, that we hope to get out of this. So that people, when they think consciously walking on country, they're remembering the life cycle, what goes on beneath the tar and cement and the buildings that block their pathways, and how they navigate and remember. So that's why it's about Kamagi, Yalenge, Baring, Gadabar. So it is about improving the knowledge base for our younger generation to pick up and be strong with it, because that's what we hope is. With all the chaos, it's about strengthening the memories of our old people, our ancestors, but it's understanding the life cycle of the river, which is our lifeblood of Mother Earth, Pavanaka, the Wurrungi Big, the law that conducts our safe passage as we travel through these cycles of life. Because how do we invest back to our younger people? How do we invest back to the people that now inhabit our country? How do we conduct them to care about country? Because it's about caring for themselves and understanding what the laws are of country. We can't do this alone. It takes all of us. I do it in a Western narrative. I'm doing it bringing back language. I'm doing it back with disruption in architecture. I'm doing it with young alliances. I'm doing it through mediums like animation. And I brought it back through food, understanding our food cycles, understanding our season. But it's been a life journey, and I haven't done it alone. Many Indigenous people have invested in me.
With this work that's coming up on the 4th and the 11th, where can people go to find more information for finding out times, tickets? Do they need to reserve a spot? Do they need to let you know who's going to show up?
It's Melbourne Fringe Festival. If they look that up on the internet, I think there's flash sales happening now. You know, it's an investment back, and it's called the Kamagi Yalenge Baring Gadabar Projections of a Current Future.
Thank you so much for jumping on, telling us about this work, and really just sitting here and having a yarn with me today.
Oh, thank you for your listening, darling. So, like we said, it's not about the listening, it's about the deep listening and understand how we connect and celebrate the many nations that live on our country today and still are here.
That was Ngawi Carolyn Briggs talking about her site-specific tour, part of this year's Melbourne Fringe Festival, Kamagi Yalenge Baring Gadabar, Projections of a Current Future. To find more information or RSVP, you can find that at the Melbourne Fringe Festival website. I'm Nairi Pakai. You're listening to NITV Radio.